Then how we think about salvation becomes important. So do we think of salvation as individual or communal? Do we think of it as something that happens between me and God or something that incorporates the community around us? So one positive thing about a personal understanding of salvation is that each person receives grace. Each person is beloved. Each person is important and valuable. So that's a really important part about an individual understanding of salvation, that each person is worthy and is able to participate in the story. But then there's also an important thing about thinking about salvation as something that we do collectively, that we are being transformed as a community into the body of Christ. And so with that, we have a sense that it's not just available to some people who are lucky or elect, but it's available to all of us together, and we're only an expression of God in the world when we work together. But this has a sense of relating to creation care when we think about whether sin can be personal or systemic. So sin isn't a very popular word right now. We don't like really talking about it because it makes us feel like we're trying to accuse people of something or we have to feel guilty or something. But in this sense of sin being a separation from God, something that we do that keeps us from being able to participate in the reconciling work of the Spirit in our midst. So if we think of that as a personal thing, it puts a lot of obligation and responsibility on us as individuals, right? And so it can be personally freeing to say, God has released me from that. I'm no longer held by my sin. I'm able to participate in the reconciling work of God. But then there are also systems in our culture and in our world that keep us from being reconciled to one another and to God as we would want to be if we had a choice, right? So there are things that happen in our lives that make us feel like we're not reconciled, that we're not beloved, that we're not as worthy as other people. And even though that's not true, the system keeps us in a place where we're treated that way. So there needs to be an understanding of sin being collective, not just individual, that we hold one another in places where we don't feel like we can participate in that belovedness and that worthiness, that we as a collective community are responsible for that, and particularly those of us with some power in that system. So if we think of sin as something that we collectively do together and the systems that we hold one another in, that has a lot to say about how we treat the planet. So our own individual choices can't really make a huge difference, although it's important. But how do we work together as a community to make it so that we can be reconciled to the land in such a way that we are living as a community of followers of God within this physical space? So there's a lot more about that in this book that I would refer you to, the Resisting Structural Evil book, about how to get beyond those systems and be willing to see how this is something that we're holding one another in, a system where we can't really live in an environmentally friendly way because of this structural system that we're stuck in, right? So I'll just put that as a kind of a placeholder in your mind, and we'll come back to it in the next session too. But you've got in the Bible both ideas of personal and communal sin and salvation from sin. So you've got the Pharisees who are trying to make it really personal, right? You've got, they're trying to say, you follow these laws and then you're saved. And a lot of Christians like to do that too, right? We say, if you just follow these laws, if you say these words in the Jesus prayer, then you're saved, and that's all that salvation is. And then you've got the idea of the Good Samaritan. So if you remember the Good Samaritan story that Jesus tells of the Samaritan guy that gets beat up, and these Jewish religious leaders walk by and they won't help him because they're too busy, or they don't want to touch somebody from a different religion, and so they don't help out. And Jesus says that that it's about being a community with one another. It's not about the laws and rules and following those rituals and practices that you're religion or your community has in place. So it's about caring for one another and recognizing the humanity of one another. And then the idea of repentance. So when we think about sin and salvation, you got to do something to get from one to the other, sort of, kind of, not that it's a one-time thing, but kind of a continual sense of repentance. Of the word for repentance means literally to turn around. And so metanoia is not just like saying I'm sorry and apologizing, but it's actually turning around and going a different way. So you're recognizing that you've done something that was separating you from God, and then you turn around and you go a different way. So as we think about this communal nature of salvation, if you'll go with me there, that there is a communal nature of salvation, that when we repent, we as a community have to turn around and go a different direction. So what does that look like when we're in these systems that oppress one another and that hold one another in places where we're not able to be reconciled with one another? So I think that's a lot of the work that we have in front of us in this eco-reformation, is figuring what repentance looks like, particularly for those of us who are European Americans who have had a few hundred years of not going in the correct direction and dragging others with us. What does that repentance look like to really turn around and go a different direction from the ways that we have been going that have been destructive to the planet and to the other people in our world? So I think that's a really big piece that that is kind of hard for us to talk about, frankly, as friends, because we don't really like talking about sin, and we don't like talking about salvation, and we don't really want to talk about exactly what it means to be saved and those sorts of things. So these are kind of hard things for us to talk about, but I think they're very important as we, because we do need to do that work of repentance and figuring out which direction we do want to be going, which direction we're feeling called by the Spirit to go. So that's a lot of the work of this eco-reformation.